Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Another major story affecting Ireland, and it's that the Trump tariffs, which come into effect this week, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin saying Ireland will use every avenue at its disposal to deal with the US tariffs that are set to be introduced from Wednesday. Now, in a few minutes, we'll speak with Social Protection Minister Dara Cillery of Fianna Fáil to discuss tariff concerns and to talk about the launch of a new job seekers payment linked to previous earnings. But first, I'm joined by Tamara Keith, who's White House correspondent with NPR. Tamara, you're very welcome.
Glad to be with you.
Now, I'm glad you're with me because you were on Air Force One with President Trump with other journalists last night, I think, and he was speaking about tariffs. What did he have to say?
You know, he was not extremely clear about precisely how these new tariffs would work. He's describing them as reciprocal tariffs, and he's saying, you know, there have been reports that maybe it would be 15 countries or 15% of countries. There have been different reports about the percentage of tariff. Mm-hmm. Well, last night we asked him numerous questions about this, and he really did not allow himself to be nailed down. He didn't get into specifics. He says that lots of countries have ripped off the United States, like no other country, no other in history. And so that it will be a substantial amount of money, he says. But then he also said that the U.S. is going to be much more generous than the countries are to the U.S. in terms of heart, he said. This is a quote. We're going to be much more generous than they were to us.
Did anyone ask him tomorrow what that really means?
Yes. Well, we tried to ask and we didn't get a lot of clarity. And I think the reality of President Trump and his approach to tariffs is he believes that tariffs are going to bring tremendous wealth into the United States. And he doesn't really understand that likely that means American consumers are going to be paying for these tariffs one way or another. He does not believe that. And he also thinks that this is going to help American manufacturing cause more things to be made in the United States. He kind of approaches tariffs like they're a magic wand. And because of that, it's a little hard to tell exactly where he's headed because the way he feels about tariffs is sort of different than a lot of mainstream economists do.
Well, do you know what? I don't know if the people with the money in the US and around the world believe him because I'm looking at the Wall Street Journal right now and they're saying that markets are slumping over concerns mounting about the US tariffs. And what you're telling me, based on what Donald Trump said on Air Force One last night, what you're saying is that detail around this is still sketchy before Wednesday.
That's absolutely true. One thing I would point you to, not just the markets, a Fox News poll that came out yesterday said 67% of Americans believe that tariffs are going to raise prices. I also just want to caution that whatever the White House announces on Wednesday is not the end of the story. The president earlier in the weekend on Air Force One again was asked about tariffs and he said that he's open to negotiate, but first the tariffs will have to be imposed. On which countries? Maybe all of them. whatever happens on Wednesday, Liberation Day, as he calls it, is not going to be the end of that
Well,
story.
I've seen it all now. An NPR correspondent citing a Fox News poll. America has gone to the dogs entirely, Tamara Keith. But there you go. It is instructive, though. You're right. It is instructive. And I say that in jest. Tamara Keith, thank you very much indeed. I have as well Minister Dara Cillery, Minister for Social Protection, with me. You're very welcome, Fáilte Minister, to the programme. Do you know what's very interesting? How do you formulate a response to these tariffs if the president who's imposing the tariff doesn't know the full detail?
Well, look, you formulate a collective response, Cormac, and that's what we've been doing. Working with European Union, the Taoiseach, the Tánaiste, the Minister for Finance, Minister for Enterprise, Minister for Public Expenditure, have all been working collectively, Minister Thomas Byrne, on a European level. And that work continued yesterday. The Taoiseach and President von der Leyen is continuing today with the Tánaiste in a series of bilateral meetings. And, you know, you got a sense there from Tamara that it is still very much up in the air. We will have a sense of it on Wednesday, not a total sense. I think she was very correct in that. Wednesday will only be the first chapter. And then Europe will respond and respond accordingly.
Yeah, and I think and the Taoiseach
if you look over the last 9 years, Cormac, we've had a number of economic shocks, Brexit, COVID, and the effects of the war in Ukraine. By working with Europe and collectively with Europe, we got our country through those.
Yeah, and people will know that as well, that we have come through serious shocks previously. But when the Taoiseach says then that Ireland will use every avenue at its disposal to deal with US tariffs, okay, so we don't know what's coming our way, essentially. But what are those avenues? What could be used?
Look, the avenues are working with strongly with the European Union and working collectively with the European Union. You had Ona Cahan earlier from the Irish Spirits Association, and you got a sense of the work that's been done both at government level and at EU level, preparing a consultation paper, not just talking to the usual suspects in terms of consultations, going out and talking to industry and across all sectors.
But they don't necessarily, that's a good example, isn't it? Because they don't necessarily, that sector, want counter tariffs because they feel it could be counterproductive. In fact, spirits producers on both sides of the Atlantic do not want tariffs at all. What happens
if nobody wants tariffs?
No, I know, but what happens if, the question is, what happens if the European Union, EU-wide, say, look, we have to impose counter tariffs, you know, as a,
nobody,
as a general
nobody
response.
Wants tariffs. Everybody agrees that tariffs are economically damaging for all sides. To touch on Tamara's point there, I have seen work done, independent and nonpartisan analysis in the US, that tariffs for American families will increase their cost of living by up to $1,700 a year. Mm-hmm. And these are families who voted for President Trump on the basis that he was going to cut the cost of their food. So nobody wants tariffs, but what we will do is we will negotiate, we will work, we will defend Irish interests within Europe. We will, you know, we put forward a very strong case that we have been doing for many weeks now about what Ireland is bringing to the US in terms of, you know, 115,000 people employed by the top 10 Irish employers in the US.
Yeah, and nobody doubts that, Minister, though, but that's being
ignored. €351 billion worth of investment.
But can I make this case? No, nobody doubts that you're making the case, you and your governmental colleagues, but the fact of the matter is that's being ignored because these US tariffs are being introduced on Wednesday.
They're being introduced globally, not just to Ireland, not just to the European Union, and everybody's responding based on the information that they have. And when we get the precise information, the exact information, we will respond and Europe will respond with exactly the kind of measures that are needed.
Could we look for exemptions for Irish companies?
What will happen, though, is a negotiation, Cormac, and there will be a negotiation within Europe and then hopefully between Europe and the United States. And we will work might and main to defend and protect and grow Irish interests within those negotiations.
Could I ask you this? There are certain Irish sectors, Irish companies, be it agri-food or be it the whiskey distillers that you mentioned earlier on, that could be disproportionately affected.
And we will defend them.
Is the government seeking exemptions to the US tariffs?
I'm not going to declare the strategy, but I do know that the Taoiseach, the Taoiseach, the Minister of Work are working hard to defend Irish interests.
Mm-hmm. You're not
denying
that,
though. We defended Irish interests in Brexit. We defended Irish interests in Brexit, we defended Irish interests in COVID, and we defended Irish interests in the response to the war in Ukraine.
Okay,
we will
so
defend
that,
Irish
that,
interests.
That's very interesting, though, that you're not... That could be one avenue that's being...
I'm going to be very straight. I'm not a party to the negotiation tactic here, nor should I be. It's a tight tactic, it's a tight team. It is the best team we have working for us. Mm-hmm. But what I would say, Cormac, I ask people once again, that when we have faced economic shocks before, and it's worth recording, these have all happened in the last 9 years. COVID, Brexit, COVID, and the war in Ukraine. We defended Irish interests. We got the Irish economy and the Irish country through by working collectively and cohesively within the European Union.
Okay, and I'll get to that in just a second, because all of this is connected, of course. When your ministerial colleague, Pascal Donoghue, warned recently on primetime about the prospect of 80,000 jobs being lost as a result of all of this, I'm sure you've discussed this with him as Minister for Social Protection. That would impact your budget, wouldn't it? When would we see those job losses, do you think?
Well, look, I think also he's made it clear that this is not going to be a cliff edge situation. Tariffs will affect future investment and will affect the renewal of our employment, which is as crucial, in terms of employment over the next 5 to 7 years. It will be much a longer term effect than what we have seen previously. So that will give us a chance to act. But, you know, within the Department of Social Protection, we have the systems in place, we have the resources in place because of the success of the Irish economy is the highest number of people working at the moment.
Okay,
we have the resources
could,
to protect people.
Okay, when you say it could impact future investment, in what sectors specifically do you think?
Look, it's very hard to know, Cormac. You know, you just heard from Tamara. She shared Air Force One with the president last night, much closer to him than you or I have ever been. And until we see what comes on Wednesday, and indeed what comes from the negotiation afterwards, because I think that's a very important point. Mm-hmm. What is announced on Wednesday will be subject to negotiation. When we have the exact information, we will make plans and we will plan accordingly.
Okay, but it might seem late in the day for some people. I mean, when will you go to government and say, the minister, and say, look, I need a social protection minister. I need more of an allocation in my budget to start moving towards maybe helping business stay afloat, helping job seekers, which we'll get onto, and so on. When do you think you'll know that the outline of what you'll need as social protection minister?
You know, we're watching it obviously very closely, but when I have the information, I will go with the ask, and I may not need an ask depending on that information. And we will work, we will protect my budget, but most importantly, during the negotiation, Cormac, with the European Union, we'll be working to protect Irish interests, mm-hmm. protect Irish employment, and protect Irish future employment.
You keep mentioning the war in Ukraine and Brexit and COVID and so on, and they were serious hits to the Irish economy. Now, if the economy doesn't grow as projected, or it doesn't do as well as we expect because of the tariffs, it'll have implications on taxation, won't it, be a corporate or individual, and the economy in general. You made some promises during the election campaign. Will you have to revisit them?
Look, we have a programme for government, and that programme for government is set in the context, the commitments there are set in the context of any economic situation. So, for instance, in the first budget we did in October 2020 for the year 2021, we didn't do any tax reductions at that point, because at that point, the COVID situation in our economy was very different. Over the lifetime of the government, we recovered and we were able to meet our commitments. So our commitments are over a 4 to 5 year period, the lifetime of the government. The commitments we have in the programme for government are within that framework. And as I said, as of now, we don't have specifics as to how they will impact, but we will react accordingly.
Okay.
We will react in the best interests of the economy and of the workers and the people of Ireland.
And I suppose logically, extrapolating from that, if revenues go down, you'll have to look again at promises. Can I ask you?
We have
the...
to be sensible, Cormac.
No, I understand. I understand.
You know, we have always been that way. We were that way during COVID. We were that way during Brexit. We have to be sensible. We have to be practical about this. But equally, we are going into this situation, whatever faces us, in a much better condition on a macroeconomic basis because we are sensible, because we were prudent.
Can I ask you about reform of some job seeker payments and social protection payments in general? Talk me through what's being reformed here, what's being changed.
So today we're introducing the pay-related job seekers benefit. It's available from today. Up until now, if you lost your job, you got a standard payment of just €244. Today, if you have 5 years paid PRSI contributions from today on, you can get up to €450 a week for the first 3 months. That then reduces to €375 for the following 3 months, down to €300. That is aligned, Cormac, with our figures at 70% of people on job seekers benefit get employment again within 14 weeks. And that means that the shock of loss of income will not be as great as it is currently. It means that people will have a better chance in terms of adjusting to their new situation economically while they get employment. And as I said, our experience and all of the data we have is that 7 out of every 10 will get re-employment within that 3 month period. So it's some time since we had a pay related benefit like this. Mm-hmm. This is the first one we've done. I want to pay tribute, Cormac, to all of the staff in the Department of Social Protection who've worked very hard to get this in place, to fulfill this programme for government commitment. All our IT people in particular who worked across the weekend to make sure we were ready.
I know people who advocated to go along this way, this type of a model, have welcomed this, but with it comes more demands, I know, because there are certain sections of society who say, look, maybe the flat rate model of social protection payment is not the way to go. Maybe we should have more pay-related models and payments. For example, why not look at carers? Why not look at parental benefit instead of it being flat? To have
absolutely, Cormac. We have commitments in the programme for government specifically in relation to carers and specifically in relation to parental leave. this is a big change for us. So we're going to watch very closely how this particular pay-related benefit works over the course of 2025. There's 160 million euro set aside for it for 2025. Learn the lessons of it and then apply those lessons with hopefully to expand it in future, because no matter whether you're leaving the workforce to care or leaving the workforce parental leave or through unemployment, we want to alleviate the drop in as far as we can. But coming back to our opening conversation, I have to do that in a prudent manner and in a manner that's sustainable. And I think starting with job-related pay benefits, with the figures that we have, with a 160 million euro allocation for 2025 is the way to go.
Okay, Minister Dara Cillery of Fianna Fáil, thank you very much indeed, Minister for Social Protection. Thank you for joining us on the programme. Now, after the break, the Green Bay Packers and Kansas City Chiefs could be coming to our shores.